Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 2. Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God, and said, "Behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might these things be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." I read verse 3. "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, 'Why we sit here until we die? If we say, we enter into the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die.'" Verse 5. "And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there were no man there. The Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even noise of a great host. And they said one to another, 'Lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the king of Hittites and the king of Egyptians to come upon us.' Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, their horses, their asses, even the camps as it was, and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried them silver and gold and raiment, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, 'We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will fall upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.'" May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Father, thank you for your word. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit of God, the teacher of the truth, who teaches thy word to us. Father, we have met here this morning to be fed through your word. Pray the Spirit of God himself will speak to us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. This is a very dramatic story. Very thrilling indeed. It's a moving and touching story written in the Bible. We learn from this story that in the days of Prophet Elisha, a great prophet, a man of God, there was a severe famine in the land of Samaria. The famine was so severe that even women were boiling their own children for food. And the reason for this famine was the ungodly, wicked Assyrians. They went and attacked Samaria. And when they captured Samaria, because they were so wicked and because they were so ungodly, they resolved, "We are not going to shoot any bows and arrows. Neither are we going to use our sword to slaughter them. All we will do is to starve them to death. So when they captured the city, all the gates were locked. The northern gate, they closed. The eastern gate, locked. The southern gate, the western gate, all closed. Nobody can go out and nobody can come in. So these wicked, ungodly Assyrians, they said, we are going to see that everybody living in Samaria dead. So these Samaritans, they fed on all the food they had. And when they had nothing left, they started dying. Dying of starvation. Dying of famine. From these ungodly, wicked Assyrians. And while they were dying, in fact, the Bible says the famine was so severe and intense that thousands of people were dying every day. So some women who had been women who are tender-hearted have to boil their children for food. When this was happening, God in heaven said he wasn't going to sit for this to happen to his own people. God said he would intervene. His children are not going to suffer in the hands of ungodly, wicked people. So God moved into action. Then God called his prophet by name of Elisha. Said, Elisha, I want you to go to Samaria. Go there that I've seen the afflictions, their sufferings, their heartache. I must do something. Man has done his worst, but God will step in to do his best. So what God did, told his Elisha, go and tell them tomorrow there will be no more famine. Tomorrow there will be no more starvation. There will be plenty of food tomorrow in Samaria. Nobody is going to die any longer. Nobody is going to suffer from the hands of this wicked, ungodly Assyrians. So Elisha got this good news, message of hope, then went to Samaria. Unfortunate for Elisha, when he got to Samaria, the first person he met was the king's right-hand man. When he met the king's right-hand man, he said, I want you to hear the word of God. God has sent me with a message of hope that tomorrow there will be plenty of food. This man who was the king's right-hand man looked at the man of God, stood right in his face, and he said, if God is going to open even windows in heaven, will these things be? He doubted God's word. And the man of God looked at him and said, look, whether you believe it or not, tomorrow it will come to pass. You will see it, but you will eat thereof. While this was happening, there were four lepers. They were at the gate, outside Samaria. Because of their leprosy, they are not welcome in the city. They are outcast, ostracized from the society. They were sitting there and said, look, we used to live on the mercies of this Samaria. When they eat, the leftover will be thrown outside the wall and we'll get the food. Now they are dying. There's no food. Should we also sit here and die without food? So they resolved. If we say we are going to Samaria, they are dying there. There's no food there. But can we sit here and die? No. Maybe we should go to the camp of the Syrians. If we get there, if they kill us, we will die. But we are not going to sit here and watch ourselves and die. So they made their way to the camp of the Syrians. And when they were going, God caused the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses. So they thought probably the king of Samaria had hired some people against them. So they fled. And these lepers got into the camp. All the booties that they had in Samaria. Plenty of food. plenty of gold, plenty of garments. They saw all this. And they fed themselves. They didn't die. They got a lot of food. They had gold. They had diamond. They had everything at the camp of the Syrians. They thanked the Lord. And then they went and told the people of Samaria, come, plenty of food here. And they went and got the food. I read these stories many years back in Africa from the Bible. After reading the story, then I sat down, asked myself, why would God put this in the Bible for me to read today? Then I said, God, this is a true story that had happened. You recorded it in the Word of God. What exactly do you want to teach me today? This thing happened thousands of years ago. Why you put in the Bible? I want you to show me exactly what you want me to learn from this passage, this book. And God showed me four things. God spoke to me personally, four ways. And I want to share this with you this morning. And I pray that God will speak to you the very way He spoke to me that day. When I asked God this, the first thing God showed me, I went to the passage again, read it, reread it. I said, God, now show me something from this passage. Something that you want me to learn. And these four things He gave me. The first one, I want you to turn into the passage. And I've underlined it. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. The first thing. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. I stopped there. Then Elisha, the man of God, he came to the people of Samaria and he said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Friends, there are many voices today in this present age that we are. There are many voices calling you, calling me to hear them. All these voices are not for your welfare. They are not for my welfare. But these voices, they are behind us every day, calling upon us. Hear me, listen to me, listen to me. We shouldn't hear them. First, we have the voice of the world. The voice of the world. Friends, this world has been calling all of us. The voice of the world. Satan, very deceitful. Satan, destructful. Satan is our enemy. Listen. He's not a friend. He's arranged the things of this world to look so beautiful. He's arranged the things of this world to look so beautiful, so attractive. That whenever you see them, you just want them. And these things are calling us. You make up your mind you want to walk with God. You want to serve God. The world will pull you back. Things of this world. The voice of the world is calling us day by day. When a Christian wants to serve the Lord, the voice of the world says, no, 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 you don't have to go that way. Come! I have much to offer you, but the world has nothing to offer us. I have said in Africa, when I'm preaching, I tell my people, this world has nothing to offer them. If you want to know the truth of it, go to America. America has plenty. Plenty of things. Beautiful looking. And I said, if the things of this world can make us happy, Americans will be the happiest people in the whole world. But it doesn't. The more you have, the more miserable you become. The more you have, empty inside you become. Jesus says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of God is not in him. Friends, it's about time. It's about time we turn our ears from the voice of the world and hear the word of God. Come back to the basic. Hear this word. Hear the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. On this I stand. Listen, when God wrote this book, he has me in mind. Everything I need in this life, this is the answer. Build your life. Build your life on hearing God's word. Friends, listen to me. This is life. You don't know life until you start hearing what God says. Listen. God's word is what we need. The voice we need to hear today. Hear the voice of God. The prophet spoke right when he said, hear the word of God. Do not listen to the voice of the world. Another voice calling. Our conscience. Sometimes man thinks he's wiser than God. You decide you want to serve God. You want to walk with God. You want to do what God says. You want to please Him, God. Your conscience says no. No, there's another way. Your conscience says, no. Total depravity of man. Our conscience is so sinful. He will lead us wrongly. Don't listen to yourself anymore. Listen, hear the word of God. No wonder Paul says, I die daily. If we want to serve God, we must die to self. And hear God's word. Hear ye the word of God. The word of God is what we need. Listen. Every day in my life, more and more so, I've come to a place where I have found out that what we need to bring joy, peace into our soul, inner soul here, is God's word. God's word. Hear ye the word of God. Friends, this is precious. This is precious. This is life. If you turn to John 6, please turn to it. I want you to see it. Please turn to it. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. I call your attention to John chapter 6, verse 65. Please, I want you to see this. Verse 63. Let's go to verse 63 first. Verse 63. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. Hey. You don't know what life is. You don't know the meaning of life until you come to hear God's word, embrace it. This is life.
A man without God's word has no life.
Christians, when we neglect this book in our life, we don't have real life. The life of joy is found in this book. And one time Jesus was preaching. As he was preaching, people were going away. They were walking away from him. And he saw his disciples. He said, "Are you also going to walk away?" And the disciple says, "I think it is right here." Verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of what? Eternal life." Hear ye the word of God. This is the word of eternal life. Starts. Not only should we not hear the voice of the world, the voice of our conscience, we should not hear the voice of Satan. Satan doesn't love us. Satan is deceitful. No. Even Satan, he himself came to Jesus when he fasted on that mountain. And he was contemplating, reading God's word. Satan came to him. No, you don't need that. You don't, I'll give you the world. I'll give you this. And Jesus had to tell Satan, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but shall live by the word that comes out of the mouth of whom? God's word." Friends, let's get back to the basic. Hear God's word. We should hear God's word. Now, why should we hear God's word? Reasons why you, why I need to hear God's word. One reason why we need to hear God's word is, God's word is certain. The certainty of God's word. Everything we see in this world will change. Everything we see in this world will pass away. Even we are subject to change. We see changes every day around us. But this book here will never change. It is certain. Everything God says here will come to pass. Amen. Build your life on something that will stand the test of all ages. Build your life on something that stands forever. And that's God's word. Oh yes, it's eternal. Just like, take your Bible. Joshua was a man of God. God led him to lead his people. Joshua was going to die, and he drew the attention of the people. He said, "Look, I'm going the way of all flesh, but I want you to build your life, your hope. Everything of yours, build it on God's way, because God's word will never pass. Everything God says, God will do, the certainty of God's word." Please go to Joshua. Take your Bible, please. The book, Joshua. Joshua. The book of Joshua. Joshua 21. Joshua 21, please. Joshua 21. This is Joshua speaking to his people. Joshua 21. Please, have you seen it? I read the last verse, Joshua 21, the last verse, verse 45. I read Joshua 21, verse 45. Please turn to it and see. I read. It says, "There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to what?" My friend,
everything God had said will come to pass.
All
will come to pass. The certainty of God's word. It doesn't change. It's certain. Whatever he says, it will come to pass. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true. Go back to the basic. Hear the word of God. Something that will come to pass. Something that will come to... The truth is there. Build your life around it. If money can satisfy the heart desire of man, Americans will be the happiest. If the things of this world can make people happy, America will be the happiest. They don't. This is it. Go back to the basics. Hear the word of God. It will come to pass. All will come to pass. Another, Joshua 23, verse 14. Please, I've underlined these passages. I claim them. They work. Hey, friends, listen to this poor African. Let me talk to you. This book, everything God had put there, it works. It will never fail. It doesn't fail. God's word is alive. God works. It works. God knows my need. He knows your need. When he puts us here and we read it and we claim the promises, you will see it come to true. The Bible. Joshua 23, verse 14. Joshua 23, verse 7. Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. Joshua was going to die. He said, I'm going of all the way of the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your soul that not one thing had failed of all the good things which the Lord God spake concerning you, all come to pass unto you. And not one thing had failed thereof. Amen. Everything he says here will come to pass. Hear the word of God. You know, it's one thing to hear God's word. It's another thing to believe God's word. This is where we are. Friends, we hear it every day. Do we believe it? Do we act on it? Do we heed to God's word? Let me tell you a story. When a man hears God's word, when a man heed to God's word, obey God's word, believe God's word, he's in for surprises. A person who hears God's word and believes God's word is in for surprises. He will see what God will do. God will make himself real. God will bring to reality what he has said. Satan is wicked. Satan is deceitful. Satan is a destroyer. All our misery, all our disappointment, all our frustration, it comes here. He will get you to hear it, but don't believe it. Don't act on it. Don't obey it. Because when a man hears God's word and he obeys God's word, he will see God in action. Amen? I know because I know so. I've experienced it. When you have nothing else, and you just believe this book, you see how God works. When you believe this book, God works. It works. Would you take your Bible? Unbelief has placed us where we are. We as believers, Christians, we have a great God. We know he's sovereign. We know he can do all things. But we live in this world as if we don't have God. Because we don't believe his word. When a man believes God's word, When a man believes, he hears God's word and believes it, obey it, and claim it for himself, great things will happen. Surprises will happen. Please take your Bible. Take your Bible. See it for yourself. Turn with me to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Please turn to the passage. Matthew 13. God's word. Matthew chapter 13. Please, I want you to see this. Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. The last verse. I read. And he did not many mighty works here because of their what? Unbelief. When Jesus was here on earth physically, everywhere he went, he did a mighty work. Hey, the blind who met him, they saw. The dead, he raised. The crippled, they walk. The brokenhearted, he gave them comfort. Spoke peace to them. But he went to his hometown. His hometown. And the Bible tells me he did no mighty work there because of their unbelief. See, I believe this strongly, that when God saved me, when he saved me and transformed my life, he wanted to manifest his greatness in me. He wanted to show how big he is in my life, in my ways, in my everyday encounter. God wants to show how big he is. He wants to manifest himself. But that will only happen if I believed his word. Believe. When I don't believe it, it won't work. Believe him and believe his word. You know, Satan will come bring you to church. He will let you hear God's word. He will preach, the pastor will preach with heart. You will hear. But Satan will tell you, don't believe it. It's not for today. It's not for today. But let me tell you this. It is when we believe what we hear from this book that we see God working. Do you believe? Unbelief, that's what's killing us. My wife and I were talking to somebody who was so learned, educated, learned. And while we were talking, we got to know that with all his achievement in this world, with all his education, he doesn't know Jesus. So while we're talking to him, we're slipping in the word of God. Slipping in the word of God. He opened his mouth. You know what he said? Did you believe the Bible literally? No wonder. You don't believe literally that what God says he will do. We don't believe literal. But let me tell you this. With my weak faith, I haven't been a Christian a long time. But I have claimed the promises of God. Personally, what God says, I claim it. And what I put there when I have claimed those promises, I put TP, tested and proof. Friends, believe this book. When a man believes this book, every day will be exciting. When a man believes what he hears from God, he will see God working, God moving, God bringing things to pass. The reality of the presence of God, the power of God will be felt, the presence of God will be felt. Name it, you see it. When you come to believe this book, unbelief. Turn to Mark chapter 9. God's word, God's word, God's word. Go there. God's word. Mark chapter 9. I call your attention to one voice. Mark chapter 9. Believing God's word. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. I read, this is Jesus himself talking. Jesus talking. Believe it. He said, Jesus said unto him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Friends, may God help our unbelief. Go to God and say, I believe your word. You say, if I can believe, all things are possible. I want this thing to be possible. I'm believing you. You're in for a trail. You see that it works. Friends, testimony. I want to bear testimony to the fact that this works. If you believe it works. I failed God. This had never failed me once. It works. Go back to the basic. Hear the word of God. Hear it. Heed to it. Another verse I want you to see. I take this literal. It works. Matthew 17. Another verse. Matthew 17. The book of Matthew, chapter 17. Okay. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17. It works. Matthew 17, verse 20. I read. And Jesus said unto them, this is Jesus, because of your unbelief, for verily, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove henceforth to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Friends, please listen to me. We all have mountains in our life we want to move. We all have something in our life we want God to do in my life, in your life. God said if we can believe him, those mountains will be moved yonder. I'm not a Pentecostal preaching. I'm not a Pentecostal preacher. I'm not. But I believe what God says he will do, he will do it. Jesus said it. He will move our mountains. But the key is belief. Satan will wake us up Sunday. Take your Bible. Dressed up, go to church. The preachers will preach. We hear it. By the time we get out, gone. We don't believe it. You don't practice it. We become empty. But if you hear, and you heed, and you heed, and you heed to God's word, surprises will happen in your life. The presence of God will be felt. The emptiness, the bankruptcy in our hearts, the vacuum down in our soul will be filled. Every day will be exciting day. When a man takes God's word, he hears God's word and heeds to God's word, obey God's word, practice God's word, the days will not be the same. You know why we are miserable Christians? You know why God is not manifesting his power in our lives? We don't believe in his word. We don't obey his word. We don't embrace it and practice it. When we do, many things will happen. I have been asking Pastor to come and visit us in Africa. Many people, preachers, who have been
praying for our ministry, supporting our ministry, they will come. And when they come, almost every one of them had asked me this question. Solomon, your people are so poor. They are poor. But they are happy. You know why? They may not have this world good, but they have this. That's where happiness comes from. If all you have is Jesus, His word, that's all you need. That's all you need. But the rest will come too. May God help us. Hear God's word, friends. Friends, hear God's word. Heed, obey, believe. Heed to God's word. When a man hears God's word and heed to God's word, you know what happened? He'll be a witness. He will herald it. He will herald it. Because God is going to do things in his life. God will do things in his life that he can't keep quiet. He wants to share it. He wants to tell the world. You see the lepers? They obeyed a simple word of God and believed and went into the camp of the Syrians. God performed miracles. While people were suffering in Samaria, they were in the midst of plenty. They ate. They became fat. And they ran to Samaria. They said, look. We found it. You are starving. But we obeyed God and went to the camp of Samaria. Gold, diamond. We've eaten and eaten and eaten. Look at how fat we are. And the people follow them. That's a testimony. You can see it in their life. They are heralding. When a man hears God's word and herald and heed to God's word, he will tell stories of what God is doing in your life. You can't be quiet. Like the blind man. Once I was blind, but now I can what? See. Great things will happen. Friends, let's go back to the basic. Go back to this book. Hear the word of God. Heed the word of God. You will herald Jesus. You will tell the world about exciting things that he's doing in your life. Believe him. It's real. I thank God for salvation. Three things I thank God for. Salvation. The second thing, this book. Third, prayer. Friends, do you believe this? Do you read it? Do you hear it? Do you heed it? If you hear it and heed it, you herald it. May God help. Believe the Bible once again so that Jesus will manifest his power, his presence in our daily life. This will lighten your load. This will brighten your day. This will reveal the reality of Jesus to you when you believe it. May God help our unbelief. May God help our unbelief. Go back to the basic, the Word of God. The Word of God. Oh, Book Divine. The Holy Bible, Book Divine. God's treasure for man. The Bible. Pastor Odi.